Tootski. Come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
And tell them to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
It is Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive. And we got a Texans Wild Card Edition, a playoff edition of stocks for these Houston Texans live on the Drive. I want to start with you, Ron, the show, Hughley. You know how I do. I like to get the negatives out of the way. Let's focus on the good later. So for all you sensitive-ass listeners out there, I think it's just one or two of you, hold tight. We'll get through Stock Down.
I think it's more like 6-7 of them.
6-7. We'll do Stock Down. Just hold your horses. Calm down. We'll get to Stock Up. So we're on the show, Hughley. As the Texans head to Pittsburgh for a Monday night matchup against the Steelers in the wild card round, Stock Down for you for the Texans.
Yeah, my stock down is to one of the best players, arguably the best player on their team. And that is Derek Stingley Jr. He is a great player, an all-pro, maybe an all-pro for the second straight year. Although I think there has been some slippage from last year. He's still a great player. He was not great on Sunday. And for this team, they need their great players, especially their great players on defense, to play that way for this team to give itself the best chance to win. And I mean, he was getting beat by Pierce. Hell, there was a sequence on one of the Pierce touchdowns. He got beat on second down on one side of the end zone by Pittman. Pittman just dropped it for the second time, and then the very next play, he got beat in the end zone by Pierce, and it's one-on-one, and we're not accustomed to seeing that. And there were some moments in Sunday's game. It was a half. I know maybe there's an excuse of he wasn't really into it. That's generally not how the Texans approach things, but they need Derek Stingley and their great players to be great. And Alec Pierce and Pittman aren't supposed to beat him the way they did at times in that game on Sunday. So, stock down to Derek Stingley. I'm certain he will turn it around on Monday, but that was disappointing to watch one of the best players in football get beat by, I think, you know, all right, dudes.
Stock down for Ron the Show Hughley as Derek Stingley Jr. heading into wild card weekend for these Houston Texans. Now to our former NFL quarterback, Mr. Clint Sterner, Dirty Red. Stock down in your view for the Houston Texans right now preparing for the Steelers.
Man, I'm going to go with Kayvon Wallace. I think he's still kind of dangling out there, boys. I mean, I still think this is one where unless something that happened behind closed doors that we're not privy to forced this release and was the reason they chose him, I got to believe that there's conversations have been had and he will be back and his status with the team will not change. However, the longer it stays hangling out there, the more I worry about it.
Hangling?
I say stock down for Kayvon Wallace just because, hell, I thought starter for sure. I mean,
he lost his job.
Fits the damn swarm mentality like a glove. And
very,
I know there's some people out there that maybe think that his performance this week left a lot to be desired. I mean, even if that's the case, I mean, what are your options? I mean, you're down several safeties this year. I don't know. So Kayvon Wallace is clearly his stock down. Even if it is just a roster manipulation play, boy, that's a. It's a risky move with a guy that's getting some run.
Yeah, when you ain't on the team no more. Yeah. I got you. That's a stock down.
You are tuned in to Stock Up, Stock Down every Wednesday right here on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley. About 3:30 every hump day, we're doing a wild card edition, playoff edition for these Houston Texans going to Pittsburgh. Stock Down's out of the way. Hangling out there for you to go back and listen to if you want it. Back over to you, Rod, the show, Hughley. And listen here, sensitive ass out there on my text line. Stock up. That means positive. In your view, Ron?
I got to go with Xavier Hutchinson. You just can't. I mean, you just can't kill that guy. There have been multiple occasions I thought he was not going to be on the roster. There were multiple occasions if he was on the roster, I thought he was going to be nothing more than a special teams guy. And he had a nice game, big chunk play down the sideline where he caught across the middle and started running away from people, which sometimes I wonder, is that his game? But he's able to do it. And, hell, he's been the best of the Iowa State players. He's been the most consistent of the Iowa State players. It don't matter. You go draft draft Higgins in the second round, your first pick of the draft. Still doesn't knock him down. You go and get Noel. Still don't knock him down. Who was my man from
John Carroll?
From Alabama, who they traded away.
Mechie.
John Mechie. Draft him. Don't matter.
X gonna give it to you.
Yeah, he survived. He survived Stephon Diggs, everybody. And he still is a major part of this offense. And he deserves to be. He has been. That is a really good pick for Nick. You're right. That's a really good pick for Nick Caserio, the way that's worked out for him.
There you go.
Xavier Hutchinson, stock up, and he's been a big part of this offense. And I think we'll continue in this playoff run. Dude just can't die.
And back to you, Clint Sterner. Put a lid on this thing for us. Stock up for the Houston Texans as they prepare for the Steelers on Monday night and a wild card matchup.
This is an easy one for me, man. I'm going Tommy Togiai. I mean, it's low-hanging fruit on a day like this after a game like this where he scores a touchdown. It's easy to go with him. But I think the conversation around Tommy Togiai has changed. He's no longer a one-year, $3 million guy. He's no longer the fourth-round pick. I believe by the Cleveland Browns that bounced around in their organization and the Falcons organization and kind of was just a late pickup, a late add, a depth player. He's no longer that guy. That conversation, the thought of like, oh boy, this Tommy Togiai guy, boy, he's really helping us and he had a good game. No, I think when you watch his play beyond the touchdown, when you watch his play, he is a really, really, really good player. We've heard D'Amico Ryans talk about how important he is to the D-line room and ultimately the defensive unit.
Their best interior D-lineman?
Yes.
He's better. You think he does more than Sheldon Rankins?
Yeah.
I was going to say, for that to be a conversation.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's just because Tim Settle's injured, Foley's injured, all the rest of them. Like, we've watched all those guys play over the last several years. There is an argument that Tommy, his play has been better than all of those guys.
Well, I mean, he fits in a mold with maybe two other guys that are really built and to do what they're asked to do, and he's really, really good at it. The bottom line is this: the conversation around him has just changed significantly. I mean, I'd be shocked if he's not a guy they give a multi-year deal to, and that he's not here longer term. I'm not saying he's going to break the bank, but he's, I don't think he's any longer a one-year guy. I don't think he's any longer a journeyman that kind of just snuck in, you know, slipped through the cracks with a couple of other organizations and they picked him up. I think the conversation around him is he is a key player on this defense moving forward.
He was in the Kurt Heinisch, Khalil Davis kind of range there. Yep. Like, oh, man, that's a big pickup that you didn't expect to where, like if he got hurt and not just because of the injuries already there, but if he got hurt, that would be a huge loss. Yep. Like, even if Settle was healthy, Foley was healthy, if he got hurt, that would be a huge loss. And that is Tommy. He is
arrows pointed up.
Way up. And you might have to point something more than arrows up with him. You might have to point some zeros there, Cal. Not to spend your money, but.
Hold on, show.
Your wife's out here calling big plays for him. Shoot, you might have to pay him a little cash. Happy about it. All right, coming up as we continue here on The Drive. An hour from now, we'll hear from B. Scott, so stay tuned for that for our Texans report. But Nick Caserio, the general manager, speaks about maybe the number one thing that the Texans have to stop, in this game against the Steelers. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Bad MF-er.